This is Talking Property on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you, Alex. And Alex will be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the football with another bulletin of 882-6PR News. Rob Druitt, folks, is away for a couple of weeks, and we're delighted to say that the Rewa president, Hayden Groves, is in the chair today. How are you, Hayden?
G'day, Harvey. Nice to see you. Are they new headphones you're sporting today, Harvey? They look tremendous.
They're not new. I've had them for about 6 years. They're very expensive. I think they were $14 in Bali. Only the best.
That much?
Yeah, that much. G'day, Gavin Hegney. I got ripped off, didn't I?
Oh, they're in South Fremantle colours as well. So
they are. I noticed that. Bulldogs colours.
Well, you'd be happy with that. I couldn't care less. They work. That's the main thing. How are you, boys? All right? How's the property market?
Going well. Well, there is, you know, I hate using the phrase green shoots. I think it's well overdone. But Gavin and I were talking in the lead up to coming in this morning, and there is some more activity, which is great. There's a sense of optimism out there, and a little bit of upward pressure on prices, particularly for property that is highly desirable, aspirational suburbs. We're now hearing buyers say, how much do I need to pay to get this property? Which is pretty interesting. We haven't heard that for an awfully long time in this market.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've got to remember that interest rates have effectively, borrowing rates, the cost of housing has halved in the last 5 years. And yet our prices haven't really gone anywhere. So there's a lot of demand there that if it decides that it's confident and it's comfortable and it's time to go, there's a lot of demand there that can really push along prices. So that capacity or capability. And you're going to see that. And if you know where to look for the pulse, and the pulse is, at the moment, a traditional start to a cycle in the market, which is where you're seeing Nedlands, Claremont, Dalkeith, Cottesloe, Swanbourne, North Fremantle, East Fremantle, City Beach, you know, entry-level stuff in that area. You'll see that lift by 100 to 200 very, very quickly, just the ground floor land values. It'll then infect and move out, and the old ripple effect, it'll go, and it's already probably happening in Triggs, places like that, so it's moving out, and it'll move out, but there's a world of pain, I know, in other parts of the market, but I can tell you what, hope or the pulse is coming. You know, those movements will happen in a ripple effect. Traditional market.
Look, we haven't seen that for a while, and as you say, Gavin, the last 5 years, we haven't seen property values increase much, and in fact, if you go back 9 years, the median price in Perth for a house now is roughly what it was 9 years ago. So certainly we have had flat market conditions. But supply is another interesting angle to that. There isn't a lot of supply. We did see it really creep up sort of late 2014. We thought, oh, hello, we might see it really break out and supply really rise. But it didn't happen. So after we got into 2015, obviously a year of very low sales volumes and sales transactions because everybody was anxious about what was going to happen to the market last year. 2015, 2016, similar, in fact, worse than 2015, but supply hasn't increased much. We're sitting at about just over 14,000 listings now, metro-wide, and that's numbers pretty bearable. That's almost market parity, in my opinion, now.
Yeah, and you can see it in those inner rings particularly where people are getting frustrated, they can't find what they want, and people think, hang on a minute, it's supposed to be a buyer's market, but it doesn't seem to be that way because I can't find. So, therefore, that then pushes people into buying some blocks and starting to build. We can't find what we want, let's build it. That starts people into renovating. So, let's just renovate what we've got and extend what we've got. And that also starts a small block selling. And that's where you get the movement, is that pressure into that space then just lifts those blocks in that ring, sort of from 1.2 to 1.3 or 1.5 to 1.6, and that's what flows on to the other part of the market.
Yeah, it gives confidence, doesn't it? If you see people, you know, transacting and competing at that level, then it affects downwardly the rest of the market, and you start to see that confidence return. And that's really the only thing that's been lacking in this market in the last 12 months.
But it only starts in one spot. It doesn't start across the board. And it's interesting because last time it started from rents. Remember when rents were going up 20% a year?
Yes,
people
I do.
People said, if I have to pay that in rent, I might as well buy. And, you know, there's 20 people for a home open for a property available for rent, and nobody there necessarily to purchase it. And I remember one agent saying to me, when there was 20 cars in the street and it was actually a for sale property, do they actually know it's for sale, not for rent? A lot more interest to rent, and now it's the other way around, probably.
Yeah, well, look, the rental market, of course, that's going to take a bit longer to wash out. You know, we're still sitting at over 10,500 rental listings right now.
Yep.
And when it went past, it's gone up 68%. Stock of rental property, residential, up 68% in just over 2 years, which is pretty phenomenal when you think about it in terms of, you know, the long-term averages. It's still oversupply. It's going to take a long time for that to wash through the market.
And that's one thing that you're seeing. You know, about a third of the market are investment properties, which means a third of the market are tenants. And yet tenants are about 2.5 times more likely to move than owners. And they tend to get a bit forgotten in a sense, don't they?
Well, they do. And, of course, security of tenure. You know, typically, tenants will only take a 12-month lease at the most. Very reluctant to try to take anything longer. And particularly in this market where rents have been falling, they're all saying, look, we'll only want a six-month lease, because they're punting that in 6 months they'll be able to renegotiate a lower rent with a landlord. So that's why there's been a 25% uptick in turnover of leases. So leasing activity up significantly, but of course rents continuing to fall. But in recent times, towards the end of last year, we did see that level out, Harvey. So that's a good sign. The rental market's stabilising. So 2017, the year of the long bottom is what I'm calling it.
The year of the long bottom.
Well, I'm actually saying we're past the bottom. Because those areas, those inner areas, are already sort of moving and competitively being bought. So there's a glimmer of hope there. When there's hope in the market, we're past the bottom. Whereas in the bottom of the market is deadly quiet, there's no hope, there's nothing that's going to make it recover. And I think that was probably about December last year.
So maybe the year of the 2016, the year of the short bottom.
Yeah. Well, beautifully put. Good. I don't know who's writing your material, Hayden, but I need to have a word to you about that. Anyway, 922-11882, if you'd like to have a chat to Hayden or Gavin. Gavin, of course, a very respected property analyst, and he really reads the market beautifully, as you all know. 922-11882 is the number. If you want to send an email, you can to harvey@6pr.com.au, or our text is 19999677. This is, of course, we're blessed, or I'm blessed. This is the second time that I've actually run across you in person this week, Mr. Groves.
Yeah, that's right,
Harvey. And we should explain, Gavin, that 6PR and Stocklands Affinity Retirement Village have been having a few, you know, we've been combining, I suppose, our talents to promote that particular village, Affinity Village. And Hayden's mum and dad, Ralph and Norma, were one of the earliest residents down there. And I was down there on Monday.
Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday, sorry. I was down there Wednesday and Thursday. Was it Thursday? Every day's just ending in a
while. It's been a fast week.
Sorry, it was a fast week. And, we were down there on Thursday to look through. It's a fantastic complex.
Oh, it's tremendous. And it's grown up rapidly. Very, you know, in terms of when my mum and dad, Ralph and Norma, first moved in down there a few years back, it was a bit spartan. There was great facilities there, but there wasn't a lot of life in the place because it didn't have a lot of residents. But now that it's really filling up, and Beldivers, I mean, every time you go there, there's something new being built, or there's a new shop, or it's incredibly expanding so rapidly. And the facilities down there at Affinity Village in Beldivers from Stockland, great product. Mum and Dad very happy there. Fantastic environment for the residents. And really, it's just going from strength to strength.
It must have been a challenge before they moved in. They must have been thinking, oh, is this the right move? And, oh, you know, what about this and what about that? They would have had all the reservations and doubts and fears. Sounds like they've made a good move. But I suppose what would you say to somebody who's looking at that move and, you know, facing it at later years in life when we tend to be a little bit more risk-averse? What advice would you give them?
Well, look, I think certainly, I mean, everyone's circumstances are different. And when my parents were looking to move, they were, you know, on a, you know, 890-square-metre block in Bull Creek with a swimming pool and 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms and lots of grandkids to
look
after. No
doubt you sold it to them and got the commission.
Of course I did, yeah. But the... it goes without saying, Harvey. But the thing about that is that we actually thought as a family, as a group of kids, thinking that, you're looking after the place beautifully. And my parents are both very fit in their late 70s, early 80s now. And so they were in the sort of the mid to late 70s when they moved. And we thought, that we could stay here for another 10 years, no trouble at all. But what it did do is it freed up a bit of cash for them. You know, a lot of our seniors, of course, are asset rich and income poor.
Yeah.
And it freed up a bit of cash, and they've now gone on these fantastic cruises on these cruise liners around the world, and they've gone travelling throughout WA and poured that money back into the economy. So it's a very nice thing for people to do, and I'm glad that they did it when they did, in retrospect.
Yeah. Because actually, one of the political parties, haven't they mentioned something about $15,000? Wasn't that Rewa sort of lobbying on that?
Yeah, thank you, Gavin, for that nice segue. We did.
We want to talk about the elections 2 weeks away.
So. No, it's very, very relevant. I mean, it's live right now.
Absolutely. Well, look, it is, and we were, and Rewa were absolutely thrilled with this policy announcement by the current Barnett government, saying that if they were re-elected, they would introduce a $15,000 rebate for transfer duty for seniors. So if you're over 65, you're downsizing, or you're right-sizing, which is the new phrase to use, you're right-sizing into a property that better meets your needs, and leaving that large block in Bull Creek or in Rossmoyne or everywhere else around the metropolitan area, you can get up to $15,000 rebate on your transfer duty, up to a purchase price of $750,000. So that is a tremendous initiative, because what it does do is it frees up that housing stock for more appropriate family groups. You know, like a big family group with two or three kids, four or five kids maybe, wanting to live on a large family block. When it will free up that stock in the market, those family groups buy that, and of course the government gets a windfall on the transfer duty for a much higher priced asset than they would for the downsizing senior. So we've worked it out across the forward estimates that it's a windfall of about $90 million.
Yep. One thing that people who are thinking about making that move, and something I hadn't even thought of, Gavin, to tell you the honest truth, was, and Hayden, was the legislation surrounding the establishment of these areas. You're nodding your head, you know where I'm going here, because... Yeah. In the case of Affinity, this is legislation that means that it will be a retirement home or retirement village forever and ever. It can't suddenly, you know, turn into a, you know, a hardware warehouse or something. So that's very important, the security of tenure, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're not going to turn around and get, you know, kicked out because, you know, it's a lot more affordable to put a shopping centre on the side or something like that. Yeah. So it's good to have that security, as you say. It's also, obviously there's things that are affecting pensions as well with people, and sometimes, you know, the tendency can be, oh, you know, we'll keep money in the home because we don't want to lose any of our pension, etc. And I suppose, you know, that's where people can take some good advice, some good financial advice from a financial planner and structure it accordingly so it makes sense. But interesting, you know, I think people have deferred that decision. It takes a while to make those decisions, doesn't it? You know, sort of you knock around, you haven't got a few things, but it seems to be the feeling I get is the people that make that decision never look back.
No, that's right.
I had to leave, by the way, and I saw you sitting in the front row there. Did you get up and have a dance to Ali Bodycoat and her jazz
Look, I was tempted, but gee, didn't she have a magnificent voice on her? Oh. Ali Bodycoat and her jazz trio.
Yeah.
Absolutely magnificent music. I was tempted to stay there all afternoon, but I did have to go and do some work.
Good on you. So do we. We've got to pay some bills too. So our phone number is 922-11-882. Give us a call and we'll have a chat.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
I'm Gareth Parker, and with just 2 weeks until WA votes, the morning show is where the newsmakers come to talk.
I'm not complaining that he was a former naval lawyer. I'm criticising him for being a former lawyer who can't tell the truth.
I posed the question to the Premier, are they putting their policies into Treasury to be costed? He hasn't answered that question.
They've funded the campaigns of just about every candidate running against me, so it's a little personal.
That's the morning program, the home of Perth's best news, interviews and debate.
Mornings with Gareth Parker. Weekdays from 8:30 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
I'm WA Labor leader Mark McGowan. Not every kid chooses to go to university, but Colin Barnett and Lisa Harvey have increased TAFE fees by 500%, and it's only going to go up from there. Only WA Labor will freeze TAFE fees, and we will pay for it by making foreign property speculators pay their fair share of tax. Only WA Labor will make TAFE affordable again, because our kids and workers who need to reskill are worth it. It's a fresh approach for WA. Spoken and authorised by Mark McGowan, WA Labor, Perth.
Buying or selling your property? Then you'll need a settlement agent. If you are dealing with a licensed settlement agency, that's good. If your settlement agent is a member of the Australian Institute of Conveyances, WA, that's even better. And if your settlement agent is a certified practicing conveyancer, then you've got the best. Before you buy or sell, be sure to visit aicwa.com.au to find a certified practicing conveyancer in your local area. Think property, think CPC.
And the following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes, and I'm now speaking with Craig Gemmell. Good morning to you, Craig. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, really well. Good morning, gents.
Gee, I tell you what, you're in a... I know you're down the southwest. We'll explain why in just a moment, but your phone line's just a little bit shaky, mate. But have you got any tips today for us to ensure a quality build?
Yeah, look, I have, Harvey, and what we're seeing at the moment is it really is a buyer's market with inclusions thrown in everywhere. What we also find is it's really difficult for buyers to compare these inclusions when you aren't comparing apples with apples, Harvey.
Yeah, I get that. Is there a starting point that you'd recommend, Craig?
Look, I always tell people, work out what you really want, and secondly, what you really need, and keeping in mind that this is just your starting point.
All right, so with new homes, you're really only limited, I suppose, by what, your imagination and, of course, your budget.
Yeah, spot on, Harvey. And look, don't necessarily look at what appears to be the best deal with everything thrown in there, as there may be quite a few things that have been thrown in that you don't really want, but you ultimately pay for it, Harvey.
Okay, so what do our listeners do from here?
Well, it might come as a bit of a surprise, but we're not the only company around, Harvey, so people will look at more than one. So put us on your list, check out our displays and our website, and we can assist in making an informed decision.
Okay, and so I guess the best way to, or the starting point, is gemmell.com.au, and you've got a sales hotline, which is pretty much manned 24 hours a day. I'm threatening to ring at 3 o'clock in the morning just to test it out one day. 9263 4450.
That's it, Harvey. Yeah, and if no one answers it, ring me, all right?
Yeah, we're giving everybody out your mobile. Don't you worry about that. Craig, good on you. Thanks very much indeed for that. Now, just as an aside, I mentioned you're down in the southwest. A huge day today for your in-laws.
Yeah, Paul and Brenda, 50-year wedding anniversary, mate. So you think about that. So a few family out from England. So, yeah, it's pretty an auspicious occasion, Harvey.
The golden wedding of Paul and Brenda. Well, on behalf of all of us here, mate, pass on our congratulations to them.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. You take care. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Craig Gemmell from Gemmell Homes.
Escape to Asia with a hot airfare deal from Escape Travel. Fly to Singapore from $392. On sale now. Plus many more dreamy destinations. Call 135-381 or search Hot Escapes now.
Purely Commercial's Van Amazing Sale continues with national fleet discounts to all, plus 100,000 kilometres of complimentary servicing on all new Fiat turbo diesel vans. Purelycommercials.com.au.
Nurse! Nurse!
I'm Mark Olson from the Australian Nursing Federation. Our members know what it's like to hear these calls for help and try to respond while caring for up to 10 sick patients on a shift. It happens because we don't have a law to protect nurse-to-patient ratios. In this election, I urge you to support the candidate or party that will agree to legislate nurse-to-patient ratios. Nurse-to-patient ratios save lives.
Authorised by Mark Olson for the Australian Nursing Federation. PERF. Spoken by M. Olson and AS.
Today is set to be another scorcher. So stay fresh and cool in your place with Daikin and CVAC Air Conditioning. ccvac.com.au.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It is, and we'd love you to join the conversation on 9221882. But right now it is time for our property update, brought to us by De Freitas and Ryan. And joining me is Strata Management Specialist from De Freitas and Ryan today, Leonie Blakemore. How are you, Leonie?
I'm fine, thank you, Harvey.
Now, it's a very, very interesting and quite complicated area, strata management, isn't it? And to be honest, I think anyone that's listening just doesn't quite appreciate just what you people have got to do to manage a strata well.
That is true, yes. Many people really don't understand what's involved in strata managing property. And you know, to do it really well, first and foremost, communication is paramount. And this entails the lines of communication open at all times by keeping owners advised of what is happening at any given moment and responding promptly.
Maybe if we could just ask you, you know, just to profile what you actually do, you know, in any given day, I suppose.
Well, managing the financials, as in doing all the banking first thing, organising AGMs and any meetings, following up on any issues and matters that may arise, advising and implementing strata bylaws, ensuring that we act in accordance with the Strata Titles Act, making sure the property is suitably insured. these are really what I feel the most important functions.
I would have thought that getting your head around the Strata Titles Act would be quite difficult because, boys, isn't it? You can join the conversation here. It's an ever-changing scene, isn't it? Movable feast.
Well, it is. It's tough, isn't it, Leonie? Hayden it speaking. Is. And look, certainly there's some changes afoot too with the Strata Titles Act. Probably in the course of the next 12 to 18 months, there'll be some significant changes to the Strata Titles Act. And of course, every strata plan is very different. And I think one point about strata management that Leonie would definitely be all over is that the strata company is the one that actually holds the cards. So it's made up of the owners. They are the ones that can make the decisions. The strata manager really has no control or power over the strata company whatsoever other than to follow their instructions and give them some advice. So it is a really difficult job because quite often the owners within the strata complex think that the strata manager holds all the keys and holds all the power, but of course they ultimately don't.
No, that's true. That's very true. You know, and that's where you've got to, you know, be in communication with the owners. You know, hopefully the council of owners, not every strata has a council of owners, but, you know, listening to their needs and, doing the work that they would like done and making sure it's within the Strata Titles Act.
Mm. It's a real it's a real balance. It's a real juggling act, Leonie, and I congratulate you for your work down there at DeFratis and Ryan because it's pretty tough gig.
Yeah, Leonie, it's Gavin here. It's interesting, isn't it? Just put 20 people in a room, get them all agree, but at the same time, you know, put some legislation there, and they've all got to understand it. So good luck with that, Leonie. it is a really difficult area, but Hayden raises a really interesting point because that new strata reform that's coming. Anyone living in a strata title property that's not being professionally managed needs to understand what the changes are that are coming, where the opportunity is in there, and what needs to be done today perhaps to prepare for it. So I suppose anybody who's, you know, sort of managing their own, now's the time to go and get some professional advice because it's coming and you need to know what's coming.
Mm. Yeah, good. Very good advice. And obviously, you've got your reasons for believing that DeFratis and Ryan are the best in the business. Give us some evidence. We need evidence, Leonie.
Sounds like a valuer.
Yeah, we have many years of experience and our knowledge can save you time and money. We have the latest software system to enable us to manage the starters efficiently. We also have a database of suitably qualified contractors to assist us and we treat all our starters as if they're our own. We listen and care and have high attention to detail. We work closely with owners to ensure transparency by having all documentation accessible via a web portal at no extra cost, which is important for some people too.
And I'd describe that as compelling evidence. There you go.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on you, Leonie. Thanks for coming on air today and bringing us up to date on the strata management aspect of DeFratis and Ryan, a most important division of your company. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, see Leonie. Then. Good on you. That's bye. Leonie Blakemore from DeFratis and Ryan. Just quickly, boys, and we touched on this before, but 2 weeks to go to the elections. The election. Is there anything else you expect both parties or either party to come up with prior to the 11th of March?
Well, I'd love to see, because so far, Labor Party have announced that should they get re-elected, then they'll introduce an additional tax, an additional 4% for those that are looking to buy who are foreigners, not residents of the nation, and looking to increase the transfer duty to them. Now, in the East Coast, we don't like this policy much, Gavin, I think, because the idea is that it was premised on what they do on the East Coast. And, of course, those markets where there was highly speculative foreign investment, particularly in the Sydney market in recent years, and they needed to cool that side of the market down. So by introducing another tax, of course, it does have the desired effect often, whereas we don't have that market here in Perth. So we do think there's a bit of a lazy policy, thinking, well, we'll just whack the foreign investors with an additional... Now, the problem that they really have here is that for, you know, for the larger developers out there, up to about 25% of their buyer base is foreign investment. for these new properties. And so without that buyer base, or if you're penalising that buyer base, they'll look elsewhere to buy. They won't necessarily buy here anymore, which means a lot of those projects will just not get out of the ground. And if that happens, of course, then you're affecting jobs and you're affecting the construction industry in a negative way. And so we don't think this has really been that well thought through. And we've got a real problem with it. So we're calling on all sides of politics, and particularly the Labor Party, to offset that policy platform position by offering, should they be elected on March the 11th, a rebate for those that are buying off the plan, a 50% rebate, a little bit what they've got in Victoria, and that really does drive that sector of the market nicely and underpins the construction industry as well in the residential sector. So if a 50% rebate for transfer duty if you're buying off the plan, we think that would be a sound policy that would really kickstart the market.
All right, we've got our callers coming up shortly, and we prefer you to phone us. We can have a chat. If you do send us a text, you can address that to 19999677 with your name, by the way. We don't like to read out texts that are just sent without a name. Thanks very much. And if you'd like to, similarly for the emails, then just send it to harvey@6pr.com.au.
We're talking property. For Gemmell Homes, Craig stands behind every home he builds. It's Perth's most talked about radio segment.
The Scarborough Toyota Rumour File. This year, the choice is yours.
The first major prize in 2017 will be drawn in July. And if you're our winner, you can drive away in
the Corolla Ascent Sport CVT or the Hilux 4x2 single cab workmate ute.
What's your rumour? Email rumourfile@6pr.com.au. The Scarborough Toyota Rumour File. Thanks to Scarborough Toyota, just under the freeway on Scarborough Beach Road in Osborne Park. Weekdays at 7 and 8.25 on Breakfast with Stephen Baz. 882 6PR.
Think about this for a minute. Do we really want a foreign company or a foreign government controlling our electricity system? That's what will happen if we let the Liberals privatise Western Power. The price of electricity will be decided in Singapore or London. Jobs will be offshored to maximise profits, and those profits will head offshore. If Barnett sells shares in Western Power, we'll have no control over who owns them. Western Power belongs to all West Australians. Let's keep it that way. Authorised by Les McLaughlin, ETU Perth. Spoken by Al Firth.
Located in the fast-growing suburb of Baldivis, Stockland's Affinity Village offers retirement living with everything on your doorstep. There's shopping, dining and health services across the road, plus parkland and walking tracks nearby. Affinity Village offers a great range of homes, including two- or three-bedroom independent living villas from $295,000. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more, call 1-800-72-7170 or visit retire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place.
I'm now speaking with Chris from Harcourts in Kalamunda, and a very, very good morning to you, Chris. How are you going?
Very well, thank you, Harvey. Thank you.
Now, I think this is a pretty exciting moment for you because you've got something for those people who are looking for a hills lifestyle right in the heart of Kalamunda Village. Tell us more.
Yeah, we've got that set and we've got that. We've got four luxurious penthouses right in the heart, as you described. I guess they're really designed for the people who want to come and enjoy the hills lifestyle without having the hassles of you know, sweeping and collecting leaves and all that sort of thing.
No, we don't like doing that.
No, these penthouses are very, very luxurious. There's three bedroom, two bathroom, nicely fitted out with quality appliances throughout. Maori floorboards, high ceilings, air conditioning. They've got private lifts and security in their own personal garages with additional storage spaces. Right in the centre, so you can walk out and have a coffee, or you can walk out and go to the shop and buy your weekly shopping. You can do anything you want from this location.
Yeah, the other thing too, I guess you can lock up and leave if you're, you know, heading off on a holiday, and you know it's all there secure for when you come back.
Absolutely, there's retail outlets around here, and the security's fantastic, as I pointed out, with the CC cameras. Garages have got the extra height, so the type of people I guess we're attracting are people who perhaps also have caravans, so when they're not travelling, they can store their caravans in-house as well.
Good-o. Now, I believe you've got them open for viewing tomorrow, Sunday?
Yes, they're open tomorrow, and they'll be open from 11:30 to 1 p.m. So it's going to be a nice day. It's not going to be as hot as today, so come along, and the air conditioning will certainly be on.
That'll be great. Now, where can people find out a little bit more before they turn up tomorrow at 11:30?
Well, they can look us up at Central Heights, Cullamunda, on the web, or go into realestate.com.au and look for Central Heights in Cullamunda, and you'll see the full description, multiple photos, and certainly the address is at 10 Barber Street in Cullamunda, right in the centre.
All right, mate. And if people want to deal with you direct, have you got a phone number for them?
Certainly do, and it's Chris, and it's 0418 905 462.
Good on you, mate. You have a lovely weekend too, okay?
You too.
That's terrific. That is Chris from Harcourts in Cullamunda.
For over 20 years, the Barnardo's Mother of the Year has been celebrating the amazing stories of Aussie mums. The mums just like yours. Nominate your mum in this year's Barnardo's Mother of the Year. Visit motheroftheyear.com.au today.
Investment.
Stamp duty.
Subdivision.
Property.
Property.
For years, SubPro has been helping clients multiply their wealth by finding the most profitable investment properties to purchase or through subdivision. With our business growing as quickly as our clients' wealth, we're now changing our name to better reflect our service to you. So, if you're using property to multiply your wealth, the only name you now need to remember is multiplypropertygroup.com.au.
Boost your bet with a Tab Touch Super Pick. Choose the Profit Plus option and you could boost your winnings by up to $50. Super Pick, once a day on any Australian race. Get the Tab Touch advantage. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Got a real estate question? Call now. 922-11-882.
And joining us is Brad out there in Kareen. How are you going, Brad?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
You've got a question for the property team.
Yes, Brad.
We have we've had a rental property for almost 12 months now, and I've met the owner of the lady living there a few times. And just the question is, we go through an agent.
Mm-hmm.
They've mentioned to us if we would like to not use the agent and go direct with the people living there.
I just wonder
if there's any traps involved in something like that.
Well, it's a bit unusual that the agents said, look, voluntarily said, look, would you prefer not to use me? But anyway, that's...
The
tenant has suggested that, I think.
The tenant has suggested it,
to sort of save some money.
Oh,
okay. Just wondered if there's any traps involved in something like that, and would there be any fees in us exiting... the contract with the agent?
Yeah, look, sometimes there is. Particularly, most agents have a 2-year contract with you as the landlord or as the lessor. And that 2-year period basically is in place to protect the agent against exactly this sort of thing. So the agent's done a lot of the upfront work, organised the property condition report, found you the tenant, done all those sorts of things, created the lease, found the tenant. And then for an owner then to say, look, thanks very much for that. We've knocked on the door, met the tenant, we reckon they're lovely, we'll do it ourselves. And so normally there's a 2-year term, and agents will often hold you to that 2-year term, and there can be, under your agreement, provision for liquidated damages should you break the agreement early. So just check your agreement with the agent to see how long it goes for. In certain circumstances, the agent will say, look, yeah, if you want to go and do it yourself, that's okay, and they'll just waive any provision for liquidated damages, which is normally about half of the fee that would otherwise be paid under the term of the contract.
How long have you got to go on your lease or your agreement with the agent?
Probably 1 year. Yeah, if it is 2 years, I've said there might be another year on that, so probably something. I'll look at the contract and go for there. But there's if we do decide to do that in a year's time, there's no... really, as long as we've got a decent tenant.
No, the only risk, Brad, I guess, is... that's right. But the only risk, of course, is that the tenant turns out not to be the golden person that you thought they were, and things go wrong, and then you're calling the agent back to say, oh, please help.
No, Brad, not property advice, but business advice. I've been in business a long lot of years, and you set up a deal between you, tenant, agent, and it's all agreed, and all of a sudden one party says, hey, let's cut the other person out of the deal, and we can share the profits. I go, someone who says that, I kind of makes me concerned because, the deal was agreed, and anyone who says cut someone out, be careful, and then you're left with dealing with the tenant directly and you haven't got your agent there, I would be... That's sounding alarm bells to me.
And look, that's good advice, Gavin. Also, some of the... you're passing the risk on to the agent. by having the agent. That's what part of the reason why you pay them. It's not just to collect the rent. It's sort of that transfer of risk that you have. So the agent is responsible for the management of the tenancy agreement and holding the tenant to account for the management, the appropriate management of your property. And so, and they're expert and they know what they're doing. And not to say, of course, that you wouldn't, but it is a bit more complicated than it first looks. From the outside looking in, I can understand why people think that they could do it themselves, but it's actually harder than you think.
Yeah, food for thought, Brad. Good on you. Thanks for your advice, boys. Very sound advice. Colin of Winthrop. G'day, Col.
Yeah, hello.
G'day, Colin.
Got a quick question. Big house in Winthrop, and we're looking at putting a granny flat on the back and just getting your thoughts on that. We're about 2K away from Fiona Stanley and Murdoch Uni, and I don't know, I'm just thinking, is that a good idea or not?
Yeah, it's Gavin here, Colin. Look, interesting, because there certainly will be rental demand, because it's a big employment node there. Obviously, you've got to consider quite a few things, one of them being that it might affect your taxation position, so speak to your accountant, because if you start renting out part of your property, capital gains tax free status might be affected. Just do your numbers. What would it cost to put it there, what it would rent for, what your return is on your capital. You probably have to do it with some of your a lot of your equity, because sometimes the valuations don't stack up in that space. So if you spend, 20 grand in your backyard, it might not add 20 grand in value in accordance with the valuer, but it might give you a 10% return. So just do your numbers in that respect. But I like your thinking, and it's definitely worth exploring. A bit of research goes into it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that.
Good on you.
I've got a good accountant, so I'll put him.
We all need them. Good on you. Thank you very much indeed, Cole. Off to Belmont we go. Hello, Carl.
Oh, good morning, boys. Thank you for the show each week. Very informative.
Welcome.
Now, you boys, look, we know that you guys have got a crystal ball you're bringing each week. You just don't want to always use it, so I'll just take advice if you don't want to use it. Okay?
No worries. Pretty heavy carrying it around, I've got to say, Carl.
Especially when you've got a pair of them. Now, I've got a property in Langford. We've owned it for about 11 years now. So we bought it at the time, just at that period where everything was going a bit silly with prices on the upward movement. So we've done okay out of it. It's rented at the moment, but I'm in a position where I'm thinking, okay, do I do a Steve Miller and take the money and run, or do I keep it and develop it and whatever? So just, I've got a rally that's in the property game, and he's mentioned that if I do go to sell, it may be worth getting a development authority.
Development approval.
Because it is zoned. We got a change in zoning about 4 or 5 years ago at the City of Gosnells. It's R30 and it's a 784 block, square metre block. So if we're not looking at selling now, obviously, in this climate, but if we do go to sell, do you think that spending, anywhere between 2, 3, 4 odd grand getting that authority, attaching that, getting it done and attaching that to a case of selling it, would that, do you think, attract a lot more of the development side of things?
Well, Carl, look, Hayden here. Look, it can and it can't. I think if there is the rezoning at R30, most buyers who are looking at that property will know that, and they'll be acutely aware of the fact that they could get that development approval themselves. And you've got to be careful too, of course, that the DA normally lasts for a period of 3 years. So, you might have to, if you decide to wait out the market, it might have lapsed by the time you get it onto the market and get it sold. And so you've got to be a little careful about that.
Yep.
And certainly, as I said earlier, most people who are looking at it, they're doing the numbers pretty straightforwardly. So unless it's a bit unusual, unless there was some provision where you might be able to squeeze a fourth one on, if it was within the 5% variation rule, or it was a truncated lot on a corner, or there was a right of way at the back, which would help you improve and increase the density of the site, because those provisions are somewhat uncertain and not a lay down as air in terms of getting three lots out of that R30 block that you've got there, then yes, I would recommend that you did it. But given that, 780 odd square metres you mentioned, R30, three lot site's pretty even. What do you think, Gavin?
Yeah, you'd only probably do it if you thought that the zoning was going to change back to a lower density, which is not really happening, and then you've locked it in for a period of time. Yeah. In a market where people really want to develop and they can't get it on the ground quick enough, which is not this market, then a DA ready to go does add value. And if your DA is really smart, and it's sort of it's smarter than the average DA in the area, if you like, so it's, you know, maybe like the Hayden says, you know, extracted that bit more out of it, then that will add some value, especially if you've got costings and everything done so it itemises out what the profit's going to be. But that's a set period in the market, and that's not this market. But I like the fact that you're holding on to it. You're not selling in the market, because I'd be a buyer of that at the moment, not a seller of that. So you're in the right space.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Thanks, boys.
Is that enough crystal ball for you, Carl?
Yeah, that was clear as mud.
Good. Good idea, mate. Thank you very much for that. Thank you to Carl. Just said some nice things. I've been using DeFratis and Ryan for the past 12 months on a rental property I have in Mandurah. Could not speak highly enough of them. Very professional and informative. Highly recommended. Good on you, Carl. Thank you for that. We love those positives. Now, Lynn of Armidale, boys. It's a bit difficult getting three trees on the verge of a 300 square metre block as well as a house. I've seen three eucalyptus on a 400 square metre block verge. I'm only thankful my block is 1,220 square metres and I have no less than 10 trees on my verge. I was waiting for a question. I think it's just a
comment, isn't it?
Statement, yeah, okay, fine.
Lover of eucalypts, perhaps.
Yeah, a lover of eucalypts. The Eucalyptus Protection Society. Frank sends a text. What are the rules on when a property is under contract? Can I still make an offer?
Well, you can, but you're punting that the first offer is going to fall over, basically. So, you know, an agent will sometimes say, look, there's no point because the offer, the original offer, looks pretty solid. But if it's subject to finance approval, for example, and the first buyer has got 21 days to obtain that finance approval, and it's getting up to sort of day, you know, it's getting up to day sort of 17, 18, then it's certainly worth encouraging the agent to say, look, I'm very happy to have my offer sit behind this one. I know you can't tell me any details about the original offer, but if I offered this, how do you think it would go? Mm. And if it was a more attractive offer to the seller, then as of day 21, if the finance hasn't been approved, then technically speaking, the seller can tip that first buyer out and go with the second one.
Yeah, that's good advice, because that's really the agent acting in the best interest of the vendor, and, you know, that would be smart advice, you'd think.
Yeah, okay, so good. That's the answer, Frank. Now, Mark of Myrie, I'm not able to phone in, okay, but interested in your thoughts on Singleton Beach as a future area.
Hmm. Gavin, you might handball this hospital pass to you. This
Well, there's plenty of choice down there, and, you know, there's no pressure down there to buy. But if you're going to buy down there, so you'd want to buy the right position. So what do people want down there? Near the beach. Mm. So first of all, I'd like to get as close to I can to the beach, and I'd trade off some improvements, so less of a house perhaps, for more of a location closer to the beach. Once I'm down around sort of one or two streets from the beach, if I'm not beachfront, then I'm in the right zone. Mm. Then I want to move that maybe towards the school and the shop a little bit. So then, I, you know, for lifestyle-wise, the kids can walk to school and you know, I can walk to the shop and get the paper or something like that. So now I'm in the right zone, and then I just let time do the work from there. Mm. So it's get it the right position in there. But there's no pressure on that market at the moment. But when the market does turn and in that area, it's already turned in other areas, when it does come to that area, then that's the sort of position you want to be in.
It's amazing, isn't it? When you look at those sort of coastal environments, as soon as you get to sort of street 3, 4 away from the beach, the values just drop right away.
Yeah, so it's really, and you're not paying that extra premium at the moment. That's the thing about this market, to get into that sort of spot. And you might even have a choice of one or two or three.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, in other times, you just don't get the choice. So, you know, not a bad time to sort of position. You look over a 10-year period, always buy over a 10-year period. You look back and you go, oh, that was a good move.
Yeah, absolutely. Just as you're sitting there, sitting at the coffee shop, just come back from the beach. Yeah, it's not bad.
Don't even take a towel.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Now, we're running out of time, folks, so if you want to have a chat to the boys, please feel free to call right now, otherwise you will miss out. 922 11 882.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
This week on the House of Wellness, we'll be talking to Nicola Barr from the GWS Giants Women's AFL team. Kelly Landry will be reviewing face creams, which ones are the best value for money. And we'll tell you why you should get in early for your flu vaccination at your local Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, every Sunday morning at 6 on 882 6PR.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Honey?
Yeah?
What if we knock through that wall, put in some new bifold doors onto a patio, a big new double-glazed window in the bedroom, and the front door could do with a facelift? What do you think?
Sounds like a job for Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, the experts in design and installation of innovative bifold sliding doors and windows. Search perthwindowreplacement.com.au.
Only one problem, love. We're renting.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Improve your home and security.
Located in the fast-growing suburb of Baldivis, Stockland's Affinity Village offers retirement living with everything on your doorstep. There's shopping, dining and health services across the road, plus parkland and walking tracks nearby. Affinity Village offers a great range of homes, including two- or three-bedroom independent living villas from $295,000. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more, call 1800 72 71 70 or visit retire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place.
If you're renovating your driveway, pool area or pathways, chances are you're considering a range of materials. Now, one of the most remarkable you'll see is Geostone. Geostone is the name behind a range of decorative concretes that are absolutely stunning. Whether internal for kitchens and living areas or in the backyard around the pool and entertaining areas, Geostone offers a range of finishes and colours that are spectacular. And of course, a Geostone exposed aggregate driveway will add instant value to your home. Geostone gives you the choice of exposed, polished or honed. So no matter what look you're going for, Geostone decorative concrete will be perfect. See the range at the Perth Home Show, March 3 to 6, and ask how you could win up to $5,000 worth of Geostone for your new driveway. Geostone, it is a great way to add street appeal to your home.
Settlement agents, also known as conveyancers, are professionally trained to represent sellers and buyers in the settlement process, transferring the legal ownership of property. The Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA recommends you appoint a licensed settlement agent before you buy or sell your property. Consumers have the right to choose their own settlement agent. You don't have to use the one recommended by a real estate agent. Head to aicwa.com.au and enter your postcode to find a settlement agent in your area.
When it heats up the servo and you're trying to relax at home in the heat, call Weather Wizard and Daikin. They'll keep you cool and comfortable. Phone 9303 4000.
Whether you're an elite athlete or a weekend sports person, sports injuries will happen. For the right result, the choice is clear. Make sure you are referred to SKG Radiology. Over 35 years experience with 18 locations across WA. SKG Radiology, proud supplier and partner of the West Coast Eagles.
I'm Matthew Pavlich, and I'm here to tell you about Kia's surprising value this month.
Five-door Picanto with auto from $14,990 drive away, plus a $500 gift card. Also, right OS from $19,990 drive away with free auto and receive a $1,000 gift card across the Sportage range. For surprising deals, see your WA Kia dealer today.
And all Kias come with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Private buyers only. Offers end February 28 while stocks last. Terms and conditions at kia.com.au.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
But be very, very quick. This is Talking Property for Gemmell Homes, and Natalie of Kensington's on the blower. Boys, hello, Nat.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah, I've got a question regarding an AGM for a strata.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my favourite topic, Natalie. Glad you called. Oh,
great. We had a strata scheduled for March the 2nd, and we received the agenda and notice back in January, as well as we received in December of last year. Now, on Friday, the strata manager decided to change the date or propose a new date, and she allowed a couple of the council members to change the date. Is that allowed?
Look, whilst I said at the top of your question, Natalie, that it was my favourite topic, I'm going to have to backpedal pretty quickly on this one. Look, I don't know, emphatically. Certainly, if they don't have, in the lead-up to the meeting, they need to be careful that they have a proper quorum. If they don't have a quorum, then of course the meeting can't go ahead. So quite often what tends to happen is that if they become aware that they're not going to have sufficient numbers at the meeting for it to proceed, then it's very common that they will change the date in it and notify everybody accordingly. So it's not unusual. Whether or not strictly they've done it in accordance with the Act, you're going to have to get some expert advice about that. But it's obvious, Natalie, that perhaps you can't attend the new date. Is that the problem?
Well, it's less than a week's notice of the change. Mm. I can still attend. However, we've known of the date for 2 months and it was approved by all owners.
Mm.
And now the new date, not a lot of owners are happy with the new date.
Mm. It sounds to me like it wasn't a quorum issue. So it's a bit unusual to change it.
Yeah. It's just the strata manager was on holidays for the last couple of weeks and she's just come back from holidays and just out of the blue she proposed three new dates.
Mm.
And it confused a lot of the owners, but then they kind of, half of them sort of went with the flow and went, yeah, whatever, we'll accept a later date.
Mm.
But it was already approved for approximately 80 days prior.
Yeah, look, pretty annoying. It's a bit unusual.
Sounds like your strata manager's just come back from holidays and thought, I want to be on holidays a bit longer. So, look,
exactly.
I'll just try and hold the date.
Yeah, try and hold the date. I mean, it is up to, in fact, as I said earlier in the show, that it's up to the Council of Owners. They're the ones with the power to instruct their strata manager accordingly.
Exactly right.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Natalie. Thank you very much. Just very quickly, boys, Vincent has sent, again, same subject, has sent an email. The problem with the Council of Owners is that the power can soon go to their head. In my building of 44 owners with 7 elected council members, our purple circle then conveniently lowered the amount that could be re-elected to 5 at our AGM so they could then stack the proxy votes to only keep in whom they wanted. And where one is a state politician, she doesn't attend any held council meetings, so meaning only 4 members can attend and where only 3 are required to vote on anything presented. Again, that's more or less a policy statement rather than a question.
Mm. Yeah, but it's pretty dangerous. You know, if you've got 44 owners and there's really only 4 people making the decisions, I mean, it's certain provisions, you know, if there's something really serious that they want to change or introduce, then ordinarily it does require unanimous resolution or resolution without dissent. And you can't actually, as a council of owners, exclude members of the strata company, i.e. the proprietors of the lots, from participating in the management of it. You can't actually exclude them from doing it. So, you know, really that you need to be mindful of that.
Gavin, thanks for coming in, mate. How do people get in touch with you if they want some personal consultations?
Yeah, well, probably best just give me a call on the mobile. Okay. It's simple, you'll find
we've
always
got
find
your
it.
Number here, so if anyone wants to contact you, they can do so through us, and we'll pass your number on if you're happy with that.
Yep.
How's it? What's happening at Dethridge Groves over the weekend?
Well, we're busy down there, and now today's going to be a stinker of a day down there in terms of home open, so I'd imagine that'll affect the numbers through, because it is difficult for people sometimes to get out. But certainly some great properties on the market, lots of new stock, particularly in the fringes of Fremantle and Fremantle itself, so yeah, market's moving.
Fantastic. Good on you, Hayden. We'll see you next week, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Andrew for producing the show. News and Saturday Morning at the Footy next.
When